decided many months ago when we took over for Imus, Bernie and I, that we needed like a really exciting guest to close out the. And I did offer Arthur earlier in the morning, but it turned out he decided to do later. And it has been great because there's no more enthusiastic, no more energetic, no more exciting guest than famed defense attorney Arthur Idala. So he closes out our week.
I look at it like the professional runners who, like, they at the end of the marathon, they just jump in the race and they run their friends home at the end. I mean, you guys have a crazy week. And let me tell you something.
I got one better for you.
You're a closer.
That's it. The Yankees are about to celebrate the 98th team tomorrow night. Your Mariano
Rivera. That should be his music coming in from now on.
There's no bigger compliment than being called Mariano. There's no bigger compliment than that, than being called Mariano Rivera.
What about Johnny Juan Holmes?
I'll take the Sandman over him.
How about Johnny
Juan?
Johnny Juan Rivera.
I filled in for the great John Gambling and others. What you guys do is not easy. I went out with Geraldo recently, who obviously has had a famed television career, but he was here for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years.
That's right.
He goes, radio is much harder than television.
Much.
You cannot phone it in. You have to be on, and everyone's listening to every word that comes out of your mouth.
We don't have a script.
There's no script. Right. There's no graphics. There's no beautiful women that people look at on race cars.
What about Jill?
They can't see you. Hold on. They can't see you, gorgeous. I love the idea of you guys being simulcast for 5 minutes on Channel 5.
You like that?
I really think there's nothing wrong with that.
By the way,
they put a little camera in here. They break into you. What are you guys talking about this week? They can either do it on Monday or on Friday. What did they talk about? What will you talk about next week?
That's true.
It's not bad.
And not only that, we really don't have a producer either.
What do you mean you don't have a producer? I'm sitting right here next to Bernie.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Wow.
That's exactly what I mean.
That's a low blow.
That's my point.
That is rough.
She knows from low blows.
Easy.
I'm gonna hashtag you.
So I loved what you guys said about baseball.
Right.
You grew up
a Met fan or a Yankee fan?
I grew up. I mean, your boy Tacopina does this all the time because he goes back and forth. Whoever has the better record, that's true. The fan that he is.
But most Brooklyn kids, he's Bedford Avenue, your Bay Ridge. Well, Met fans.
Right. The thing is this: when the Mets first came in, my family, they have a picture of me as an infant wearing a Met uniform. But my father's from the Bronx.
Okay.
And my maternal grandfather grew up in Manhattan. Where in Manhattan, you were a Yankee fan. So I got Yankee fans on both sides, but I always root for the Mets.
Damn right.
But I agree that baseball is doing better than ever.
Ever.
And I liked I loved O'Reilly, you know, about the kneeling and what a small percentage is. And, you know, I spoke to my friend 2 weeks ago, right before I went away. I went to dinner with Lawrence Taylor and Geraldo Rivera. We were celebrating Geraldo's 75th birthday.
Nice.
And it ties into what I wanted to bring up to you guys about what I just did the last 2 weeks. But we were talking about taking a knee. You know, and Geraldo, he's always interviewing people. You know, we're at a casual dinner. It's his birthday. He's interviewing Lawrence Taylor, basically. And he said, Lawrence, you know, what would you do with this whole taking a knee? And Lawrence thought about it for a millisecond. He goes, what I would do? I would do exactly what Parcells told me to do. Because that was that era.
It was basically, if the coach
told you to jump, you just jumped how high.
But the reason why you love that, you like the fact that I was defending baseball, and just stating fact, by the way, it's never been healthier financially or fan-wise.
And what you said about
right
the
now,
home run derby right, 20 I mean, years ago, right. that definitely changed
the whole thing. And football, we don't want to talk about the kneeling. We enjoy the game because, and I have this talk with Danielle, attorney's a rough job, man. Like, these guys, and you know this, Bernie, they got to deal every day, whether it's a nasty divorce, whether it's a murder, whether Artie's got to go out there because some kid got gunned down in the street. It is a tough, nasty business.
Yeah.
Right. So, when baseball and football, that's the fun stuff.
Right.
That's the good stuff.
And
we start looking for reasons to crap all over that because you don't like the fact they use three relievers tonight or you can't bunt anymore. No, but it pisses you off, right?
That pisses me. But the whole politicalization of the football game, like, you're looking to escape that. And what I wanted to tie in, since it's the end of the week, just one second before you tie that in. Sure.
We were having a nice conversation about baseball, about the how it's changed, evolved, devolved, whatever you want to say.
Right.
And you're the one who lost your mind.
You were listening. Were those corners not stupid? Was I right?
No, listen, Sid, you're always right. This is your studio. Even though I heard you guys see got Kubi stuff lying around here, and who, Jimmy Reynolds, was that the reference?
Joey Reynolds stuff lying around.
No, you're always right. No, but, listen.
And by the way, it was me who brought up the Maguire era with the steroids that revived baseball with the...
It definitely did. We were glued to the TV.
But still,
you would go to watch television. But, who the hell was watching the Cardinals? But you would watch them to see what was going on?
But to, what's his name, Jason Worth's point and Keith Hernandez's point, the long ball hitters... It's kind of making it a little boring.
No,
you're losing some of the strategy, small ball.
Some of it. But you can say that about the American League versus the National League with the designated hitter.
But it's worth the conversation without you blowing your top.
You got to know these guys.
They're both of you blowing your top. And that's
Jason Worth still feels like he can play the game, so he's bitter. Keith Hernandez always is critical of baseball.
Cranky.
They're cranky. So, you know, give me somebody who's not cranky or just recently released by the Washington Nationals. Then we'll have a conversation.
Look, the purpose of these games, they're games, right? They're games. It's supposed to bring us a little relief and a little enjoyment.
That's right. Exactly. And sort of politicization, right?
It's the middle of August. It's Friday at almost 10 o'clock. You guys did an unbelievable job all week. But the lesson I learned and had to be reinforced at the age of 50, for the last 2 weeks I've been in Sicily with my gorgeous wife, Marianne, with my son, Luca, and my baby son, little Arthur III. And I turned off my cell phone. I turned off my email. That, like, those are unbelievable concepts.
I have an unbelievable
staff. My equivalent of Jill is Danita, who this year will be celebrating my 20th year that she's been with me as my executive producer in my law firm. The lawyers who work for me, Sid knows some of them.
I do.
Imran and Mike Giacarino and Judge Cammons. They shielded me from reality.
Good.
And you know what I was able to realize? It's what Geraldo told Lawrence and I on his 75th birthday, that with all of his accomplishments, everything he's done and seen from wars and the women and an OJ trial, everything that he's done, at 75, what he looks at is his five children. His five children, his wife of 12 years, Erica, and he's like, all of that other stuff really is meaningless.
You know,
and what really matters to me are those kids. And it brings me back to what my grandfather, Artie Idala, who was a very famous boxing judge. He judged Ali Frazier. Everyone over the age of 65 knows who he is because he was on every Friday night. He said to me, he used to call me Artie. My mother didn't like that because she likes Arthur. But he said, Artie, remember one thing. Fame is a bunch of empty noise.
True.
And we all lose track of that. And what was just beautiful about the last 2 weeks of just like sitting, eating a rice bowl and watching my 1-year-old like learn how to say cup and glass. And I lose track of that. I get caught up in the rat race.
Of course.
You know, who gives a rat's ass about Trump's doing this and that one's doing it and what the Daily News puts on the cover?
Really,
like, you got to disconnect from that and realize what really matters is the people around you who you love and you care about and you want to give them love and you want to receive their love. And in August, if there's any time people could disconnect and reconnect with the people who are the closest to them and matters to them the most, now is the time to do it. Everyone should make a little
extra effort. I'm taking the rest of the summer off. That's it.
Listen, Sid will be here. Don't worry.
It's not just the summer. And we've had these discussions internally, even about this radio show, and out externally as well. I'm so sick of the noise on everywhere.
That
it's not just the summer. Come September, I'm not going to change. I've had enough. You win. The right, you win. The left, you win. You win. I'm going to go back and enjoy baseball and football and Bravo television and all the things you just talked about because it's been too long now. It's been 2 years, 3 years.
More since 2015.
It hasn't stopped. It hasn't stopped. It's not fun anymore. It's not exciting. It's actually very predictable. Which makes it
you know what the Daily News is going to say.
Right.
You know what the Post is going to say.
You know what CNN's going to say. You know what Fox News is going to say.
It's really, and I have no problem admitting this, I always wanted to run for public office. I did run for public office at 29. I ran for city council. I lost by 100 votes out of 108 out of 7,300.
Because of that.
And I really wanted to do it again. You got to be out of your mind right now to run for public office.
You could be Letitia James, too.
You got to be out of your mind because you have to be this perfect person. I am far from perfect. I have have inhaled marijuana.
What?
I have done this. I have done that. I mean,
you're my attorney. Be quiet.
I mean, when they asked me to run for attorney general, when Schneiderman left, my wife said to me, she didn't hesitate. She goes, you're not clean enough for that. She goes, they go back 25 years. When you were in college, they're going to go to your college classmates and talk about you jumping on tables and singing Bruce Springsteen songs.
You can't be the attorney general. You're going to turn into a half a Puritan.
Or like puritanical, or you've done nothing.
You're going to have to be that way, or else they're going to turn you into some sort of sleazebag Nazi, what you're going to be.
There goes me running for mayor. See ya.
Well, Sid, don't worry.
Hey, remember this. I said this to Geraldo a couple of years ago, and he liked it a lot. You're only as happy as your unhappiest child. And that's what matters most. And Geraldo loved that. And I'll never forget that. He was like, that's beautiful.
It's true.
I wish I thought of it myself, but at least I passed it along.
It's true. Hey, well, you guys are doing awesome, fantastic. Jill, you got to get him on TV 5 minutes a week.
It's a great idea.
Do something, Jill.
I'm serious. Yeah. 5 minutes a week. Yeah. Call Lou Leone. He's the general manager of Channel 5.
We know
Lou,
yep.
There you go. He'll make it up.
Hey, Austin, it's great to see you. Even with your pork pie hat.
God bless. You look like facial hair, no watch.
You look like Chichi Rodriguez.
I'm enjoying it. Monday, I'll get back into the groove.
On the Bernie and Sid Show, folks. We'll be right back. Segment.